This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And thank you to Paul and Jono for today's weekend's breakfast. This morning, as president of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I want to say how great it is to be able to bring you the show again today. And thank you to all our guests for being available again in this pretty challenging year. Also, our incredible Joy staff and volunteers who've kept us on air, and our members and listeners who've made SatMag the most downloaded show on Joy podcasts. The pro-vaccination Saturday Magazine starts now on Joy 94.9 official vaccine ambassadors. And you know what? I want you all to go and get jabbed. So we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre, and how good is that? Streaming online at joy.org.au and on the Joy app. If you don't have it on your phone, get it. And of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. And we proudly bring you this January 15, 2022 edition. The entire Saturday Magazine team wishes you the best for this year, and thank you for being our loyal listeners in 2021. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for Saturday Magazine is Michael Veitch. Michael is a writer, an actor, a performer, and an all-round good guy. Tash is on leave for all of January. Fiona's doing our socials, and our podcaster Gordon is at home or somewhere ready to do our podcast. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Macca. It's so nice to be here. It's been a long time coming too.
It has. We organised this last time you're in, and which I think was.
Well, I think we spoke about it. Like I remember you mentioning it to me, like off the cuff when we were doing an interview for a book I was churning out a couple of years ago. So
yes,
and nothing much has happened in the last couple of years. So it's been pretty quiet, really. So
well,
but it's great to be here and wonderful to be in the Pride Centre, which I've it's such a significant thing to happen in Melbourne. I've been feeling very. The power of significant change in Melbourne at the moment. One of the reasons, because I went to my first AFLW game last night.
And how was it?
Oh, just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I actually got a bit emotional. Because it was like that I've lived to see this. We've gone a couple of, because I'm a mad Melbourne fan. Yes, thank you very much.
There's a few strong Melbourne supporters that do shows on Joy, so they'll all be cheering.
Indeed. Well, let's cheer away. But to think that, this 10 years ago, to think that this was going to happen was impossible. And change is always impossible until it's actually happened.
Well, we have it's on a break for now, but a football show, Chicks Talking Footy.
Okay.
And that was a bit of a trailblazer, and particularly in terms of an all-female show. Talking about football and, building a relationship with the AFL, and then as the AFLW came and, speaking with Fiona from that in the last week or so on air, who would have imagined when all this started?
Who would have imagined?
That it would actually have become as big as it is, which is fantastic. And I think the AFLW is really, it's already doing great things, but it's on the cusp of doing great things for women in sport. What a shame so many, other than one or two here or there, the top echelons of the AFL, it's all men.
I know. And to that, the AFL have done a wonderful thing in this. They do need to support it better, though.
Mm.
The resources, when you actually dig into it, for the women are so pitiful compared to the men.
Aren't they?
They have like one runner, one physio. All these women have to have it, it's sort of like footy in the old days, and actually going to the game is like footy in the old days because you're just standing on the boundary and it's really close. But they have to really. But I think the best tribute to last night was when this really torrid patch in the game was between Melbourne and Richmond, and Melbourne won. They pulled away in the second quarter. Some old bloke yelled out behind me, "You're a mongrel, Taylor!" Just like you would a bloke in the NFL. It's a rhyme, because it's to actually get that kind of cred, I think, was just terrific.
Oh, now we
and
do.
I've totally crashed your intro.
No, look, it's good, because we actually, we get emails during the show.
Yep.
Someone here, and we always refer to it as the last three digits of their mobile, 220. I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth in on rats. As far as us getting rats, ScoMo couldn't give a rats about giving us free rats. I wonder if
just ratted him out. Well done.
Now, the Prime Minister likes to cook and take pictures, when the barbecue's not turned on.
I thought that was Jenny's role, because she's
he's a king. Yeah. I reckon what could be on the menu this weekend at either the Lodge or Kirribilli, I reckon it might be a rat curry. What do you reckon?
That's where they've all gone, is it? Because they're not in the chemists, I can tell you. And you know what? These darn rats, not one of them is recyclable. Apparently they're not recyclable.
Yes.
What was that? What am I trying to say? Make it recyclable, which is highly annoying.
So if you think about it, Michael, the government has ordered, apparently, about 80 million. Mm-hmm. State government's an equal number.
Yeah.
Think around the world. You're talking about billions of these tests.
And add to the masks. Where are all those masks going?
And the masks.
That we change once every couple of days.
You know, so. And, you know, the same, so the vaccine, I don't know, are the bottles recyclable? Do they recycle them?
Mm.
You know, so if we don't all get COVID and die from that, we're going to die under the
weight of unrecyclable
of unrecyclable medical procedure items.
And wouldn't it be good if the government and ScoMo actually could get ahead of an idea rather than go, "Whoa, gee, I didn't see that coming." Oh, it's like,
we're going to have to give you a drug test. I think.
Me?
Well, the thing is,
I mean, isn't there something that they could sit down and say, okay, this is what's going to happen, this is what we need to do, rather than going, whoa, look at that. I put the accelerator on and I drove into a wall. Would you believe the car's been damaged?
No.
How
did
that happen?
The wall jumped out and hit the car.
It jumped out. How did that happen? Okay, now we've got an emergency on our hands. Said, well, mate, if you'd avoided the wall, you know, look, let's not stretch the analogy too far, but you just don't get the sense that they're just across it. It's like being on a cruise ship and thinking, well, we're sort of going to the wrong way, and there's icebergs around. I might go up to the cap, might go up to the bridge and just, you know, see what the cam's doing, and it's empty. There's no one there.
Yes.
That's my analogy. My two cents, as they say.
You know, so we have, and I mean, you know, you work in the entertainment industry as well as being a writer.
God, I did.
Well, yes, you did. But you have
recently,
in a small window, your play, one man play, which, thank you for the invite. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, good on you.
Now, what's the name of the ship again?
The Ticonderoga.
That's right.
And how's me being so clever as to write and perform a play about a pandemic in the middle of a pandemic?
I know.
Brilliant.
I know.
Of course, I actually did it 2 years ago when there was no sign of COVID and we've had to postpone it, but it was great to get it up. I actually be on stage playing my own great-great-grandfather, which is kind of weird.
And the thing is that with doing this, you know, it was delayed. So even, you know, a performance of yourself and your son playing the cello.
Yeah.
No one else.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously lighting and all this. Even just organising that and for the theatre to organise it and everything associated with it, you know, you have to think about eventualities, what possibly might happen.
Indeed.
And you plan around that. What an interesting concept.
Yes, I know. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? And who would have thought that the people who actually paid to do just that would not actually be doing it? Oh, don't get me started.
Now, we've got a message. Morning, guys. You can actually use the old plastic and make it into new roads.
Oh, okay.
I know this is from a regular listener, 837. And I don't know if you've seen those big billboards that the government's putting up about, oh, you know, you can now buy a pair of Ray-Bans that are made from recycled plastic, and that park bench that you weren't allowed to sit on in some occasions.
The gooey stuff that are often bike lanes, I believe, are made, the thing that your tyres adhere to when you're riding your bike.
Yeah, so there we go. I mean, they're obviously going to get used. We're going to go to a break in a minute, then we're going to get on the line. I'll give everyone a quick rundown who we're speaking to today.
Sorry.
Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, very popular and very regular guest. Nicholas Rees, Deputy Lord Mayor of Melbourne. He's going to talk about the failure of the Federation. Karen Bryant, the CEO of Midsummer. She's going to tell us about the Midsummer program for 2022. After 11 o'clock, Michael and I are going to have a chat. I normally do an op-ed, but I think Michael might have some strong opinions. I think you might.
No. I'm just a bag of wind. There's no substance to me at all, Macca. Please, I really want you to do your
all right. Well, let's
I'll be your cheer squad in the background.
Let's see if that bag of wind, whether we can get a tune out of it. Joe Corst, Associate Professor, School of Culture and Communication at Melbourne Uni, on the Sydney Festival, the boycotting of the Sydney Festival over the Israeli embassy funding a particular, an exhibition, I think it was. And as a worker in the industry, I'm interested in your views. Daryl Adair, Associate Professor, also known as an ASPRO. They call them ASPROs, Associate Professor.
Okay.
Tass told me that.
What would a disparate? No, I'm trying to stretch out. Let's find a little word for disparate, perhaps, by the show.
He's Associate Professor, Sport Management at University of Technology, Sydney Business School. We're going to talk about Jokergate. And finally, as we touched on earlier, Lawrence Gibbons, the publisher of Star Observer. Actually, I think it is the conviction, but the person who was charged with Scott Johnson's murder.
What a story.
Actually bleated out during the plea hearing, I'm guilty, you know, let's get on with this. Oh, I can't stand it anymore.
Really?
And his lawyers, you know, I thought he might have had a brain fart or something. And say he's going to appeal. I don't know how you can appeal when you've pleaded guilty.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.